This call may be recorded. Oh. Press 1 to accept.
Hi.
Hey, Mommy.
You doing better today?
A little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry about last night.
What about it?
I just made it. You said that you were having a stressful time, and I ended up adding to it, and that hadn't been my intention.
Okay, I don't remember. Sorry.
You were saying it had been just real stressful with your mom.
Yes, it was.
And I ended up, like, talking about your mom and how you should have responded when I told you about my conversation, you know. It was silly. I didn't have to do that at that time.
Okay.
So,
I miss you.
You coming up with a plan?
Not really.
No? What's Ted telling you to do?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
He says they have resources here to help me find a house if I don't have anywhere to live. The only real prescriptive thing that he's told me.
Does that feel applicable to you?
No, I think I'm going to have my mom rent our house.
Does that feel wise to you?
Yes.
All right. Well, those rent for significantly more than apartments that are very, very close to your work sites. So you're going to be spending a lot of gas money out of our joint resources unnecessarily. And those expenses are going to cause you to continue to have additional credit card debt servicing obligations, which is many thousands of dollars to debt servicing that will not go towards providing for your children in the future. So I think that you're smart enough and experienced enough to connect the dots and understand that your mother is putting me in an extraordinarily vulnerable position and is going to have way more power and control over me than you will, and that that is by design, and that there are only 1 million unpredictable ways that she will then have financial leverage to make me look bad or force me to give you what she wants me to give you or force me to go live where she wants me to have to go live.
I can't do this.
Okay. I'm just telling you that if that's what you're pursuing, then you are...
I can't do this. I can't talk to you. I can't do this.
Okay. I just feel like you deserve to understand what you're choosing with your whole life before you choose it, because she's making it really appealing and she's got you right where she wants you. And if you do it because you feel like you have no choice, then you've not really made the choice yourself. You've just let her choose. But there's no way that you're going to put me in that position. Okay, do you understand, though, that you have options?
Nope.
You have options. You have options that would not further harm your family. And you have options that could end the cycle of addiction to power and control. You can tell your mother that you will not accept her money. And it's not okay for her to dictate to you where you're going to live and make sure that she forces you to, with her money, to live in a place that's going to harm your family. You can tell her that you'll accept the money if it goes to a place, like an apartment that she's willing to co-sign on. You have that option, and if you're not comfortable saying those words to her, then that's a sure sign right there that there is inequity in the power balance between you and your mom, and you shouldn't be getting in bed with her at all. Did I upset you? Hey, Dustin.
What?
Do you think that I'm trying to do something bad to you?
I don't know.
You know I don't desire for you to be without housing. You know I won't stop you from coming to live here at Stanley Drive. And you know there's a lot of emotionally healthy people who really, really love you for you and not for you being an extension of them, and those are people that you, like, could call on at a time like this to help you find a good living situation. Right? Hey, Dust.
What?
Do you think I'm different than I used to be?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I think you know I am.
Okay.
I think you know that, like, there's a difference in the power balance between you and I. Now that when you try to twist things around on me by blaming me or denying stuff or, you know, deflecting or changing the subject, that it's not ever going to work again now that I see through it. And if you feel like a relationship with a woman who's going to call you out on those behaviors every time is a relationship that you don't want any part in, it would be healthy to say so. Like,
sounds like you went away. Are you still there?
I'm here. Sam's here too, though.
Aaron, I've never said that I don't want to be with you. If you just want me to say that, so you have an excuse to leave me.
What? Say that again, Dustin.
I never said that I don't want to be with you. You just want me to say that so you can leave me.
No. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. That's not at all what I meant. I'm completely in agreement that you've never said that you don't want me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely in agreement. The difficulty is that you are actually completely in inescapable bondage to deeply ingrained habitual behavior patterns of saying whatever you have to say and doing whatever you have to do to maintain control in a relationship. And there's been a lot of very specific tactics that I've been able to point out to you that you just do, like, without even thinking. Even in the last 3 days, there's been a lot of specific tactics that I've been able to point out to you. So I think that when you say that you want to be with me, I think what you're saying is that you want to be with the me that you've always experienced in the past. The one who walks on eggshells to avoid some of those tactics. Or the one who changes her behavior, you know, to avoid being exposed to some of those tactics, or the one who apologizes whenever she gets blamed for something that's really your fault, or the one who feels bad about herself because she's obviously a nagging wife and a dripping faucet, and you'd be better off to live on a rooftop than with her. You know, who takes those things on herself when really you're just actually doing selfish, destructive things to your family. I think you want the wife who cries because she is completely powerless. And I'm not that person now, and I'm never going to be that person again. And you can't, at this point, pretend that you don't have those deeply ingrained habitual behavior patterns of trying to maintain control. That's something that you have. So that being the case, it's not really compatible with a wife who doesn't give in to those tactics. So you might not
want a divorce, Aaron. Why are you doing this to me?
I have said I want a divorce. I filed for a divorce. I'm not doing anything to you. I'm just taking the time to help you understand.
You need to know
that I love you completely, and you need to know that you can have mutually loving, mutually sacrificial, mutually trustworthy relationships in this world. But we're at a point where you need to decide if you want to give up the power and control you're addicted to.
I've already given up literally everything.
That's not true. You just said that as a tactic. You just said that to make me feel bad. But it's not actually true.
I'm
saying the actual.
I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
I know. I'm saying that given the situation.
I know it's not good enough for you, and I don't know how to give you any more.
I'm not talking about wanting you to give me more. I'm talking about it is right now a given that you have this problem, and you need to decide which way you're wanting to go with it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Aaron.
That's not true.
You said you wanted a divorce. I said I would give you literally everything.
I know, and I'm saying, like, is that...
Give you.
I just need to understand that that's
you.
What you're pursuing. You're pursuing divorce,
You filed divorce, and I told you that you can have whatever you want.
I know, but
I'm
obviously...
I'm not pursuing divorce. I've literally
No, you've done everything. You've done everything. You're abusive. You're abusive. You're manipulative. You're abusive. You have a very, very, very real problem. And so if you're saying that you would rather divorce than admit that you have a problem, that's helpful information.
I literally checked myself. I gotta go, I guess.
Dustin, the behaviors that you've displayed toward me since you've checked in haven't been any different. You've still distorted the truth.
I've got to go, Aaron.
Why?
I've got to go to class. I've got to not listen to this anymore.
Okay, you understand, if we're divorcing, I have to... Obviously,
I don't want a divorce.
Yep.
So when you say if we're divorcing,
I know, but you're trying to play both sides at the same time. You're switching like crazy.
I'm not
playing
both sides at the same time.
I told you I'm giving you everything. I told
you
I'm giving you
everything.
You're the one
divorcing me. I said I would give you everything because you're divorcing me.
That's blame shifting, Dustin. That's blame shifting.
Me taking credit for my decisions and shifting the blame to you.
But I'm not saying I am. I am an abuser. I am a predator. I have abused you in every way that any psychologist would say it is possible for a man to abuse his wife. And I am addicted. I am absolutely addicted to shifting the blame onto you. To the point that I want to go around to pastors and tell them that we went in for marital counseling because my wife complains about me and my terrible church leadership told her to divorce me. Like, that's the extent to which you're willing to blame shift for your deeply ingrained, predatory, harmful behaviors. You're still doing it right now in this conversation. The fact that you checked into a facility does nothing to change the fact that you are still blame shifting onto me for some really dark, ugly sins. I shouldn't be having to own this divorce. You shouldn't be asking me to own blame for this divorce. That's not a reasonable thing for you to expect me to take on. It's not.
I would not divorce you, and we have no biblical basis to divorce.
Okay, but you would abuse me. You have no biblical basis for abuse. What, show me in the Bible. What's your biblical basis for abuse? Justify it with the scripture where you think you should be able to abuse your wife. I know, but that's what you should be doing. That's what you should be searching out. What is my basis for shifting the blame onto my wife? What is the basis for me going to different people and only telling them the part of the story that I want them to know for them to think that my wife is taking my children away from me and feel sorry for me? That is abuse. You are still doing it. You do want me to take responsibility for all of this. You do want to look like the hero.
Who's
giving me everything, no matter...
for anything that you didn't do. Yeah.
You want me to own our marriage ending. I think that's a pretty big one. For literally the most anti-divorce girl you could have found on the face of this planet. That's a pretty big one. It's pretty ultimate, honestly. But I think what you're saying is that given the situation, that I'm absolutely not under any circumstance, even if we both live 100 more years on this planet, I'm never going to revert to the perspective that I should give in to these tactics or I should own the blame for stuff just because you say I should own the blame for it. Like, given this situation and the new dynamic between us being incompatible.
Anything remotely like that. Never thought that, never said it.
I know, I'm telling it to you.
I'm saying, no.
Hold on just a second, I gotta help Lucy. Sorry, Des, I wasn't trying to put words into your mouth. They were my words from my mouth. My words from my mouth is that I'm never going to revert to being willing to take on blame for things that you asked me to take on blame for. You know, that I'm really good.
Take on blame for anything.
You want me to take blame for our relationship ending. And so I'm saying I'm not somebody who's going to do that just because you want me to. I'm going to, from now on, only take blame for things that I actually responsible for. So, for example, I can own that I continued living with you and submitting to you when you were doing some really destructive things towards our children. And I can own the damage that that's done to our children. And I can be sorrowful and remorseful, and I can repent of that, and I can change my ways. Because that's something that I objectively know that I did that has caused harm to our family. That's the kind of thing I'm willing to own. I'm not willing to own things just because you put them on me. For example, I don't know, reasonable outcome of your abuse being that your marriage ends. Like, I'm not going to own what was actually caused by your abuse. So I'm saying that being the case, I think that this isn't exactly what you want in a relationship anymore. I think the only thing you've ever wanted in a relationship was somebody you could blame shift onto. And I'm no longer that. So I think you're left with, like, find a different woman, one who is as naive as I used
to
be.
Find a different woman, you're my
right.
Wife.
Or don't be in a relationship. Or actually repent and in therapy pursue the right thing, which is identifying the root causes of this behavior. I know, but you're denying it. You can't actually be working on it when you're pretending.
I'm a therapist, honey. I'm trying everything.
That's not true,
Dustin. Possibly.
That's not true. Is it you wanting to blame me now? This is not my fault.
I'm trying to blame you. I'm saying
you are.
Do
you're
it.
Saying you're saying that it's because I won't talk to your therapist. That's not a reasonable. That's not a reasonable thing to blame for the fact that you're in denial about what you're doing. There's plenty of people who have laid a lot down to help you see it. And honestly, a lot of it you already see, and you just don't want to admit because you would lose power and control by admitting it. And also because you don't know another way of interacting. Okay. But I'm just saying it's kind of hard to play along with your fantasy world where your wife is unbiblically leaving you and you're a victim and oh no, there's nothing more you can give her besides everything in settlement. Kind of hard for me to play along with that. When I know the reality is that you're pretending you want a relationship with me, when in reality you want a relationship with a woman who is as naive as I used to be. And that's somebody else, not me.
I want an authentic fucking relationship with you that's deeper than we've ever had before.
Yeah. But you're still all wrapped up in these power and control tactics that shift blame onto me. You know? Like, I checked in with Jackie this weekend. He told me what he really told you. And he told me the context.
And it's different from what I said how.
Well, turns out the elders as a team never asked you to let me choose his time sharing.
What?
What?
The elders what?
They never asked you to let me choose the time-sharing schedule as a team.
Yes, they did.
No, in the actual letter, they didn't mention that. They did ask you to give me full control of the finances. And they did ask you to not go around talking to other people about the situation. So for you to then pretend that letting me pick the timesharing was one of their requirements, and Jackie somehow went against the team and said that they were giving you unwise counsel, that was pretty manipulative of that situation because it made Jackie look bad for signing off on a... Well, it made it sound like he signed off on a letter that he didn't really agree with. That's pretty manipulative.
He told me he was reluctant to sign off on the letter because he wasn't comfortable with it. He told me that when they gave it to me, and he was literally the one that handled
it. Well, yeah, but he's not the one who, like, knows our situation. But there's nothing in that letter that you couldn't have followed the counsel of and trusted Jackie.
I did follow the counsel of the letter.
I know, and the fact that he weighed it heavily, and he didn't just like, oh, okay, they gave me this letter, I'm going to sign off on it. The fact that he, like, gave it the full consideration and the full weight that it was due, like, shows you that he took it seriously. It's not something to use against him. He is a godly man. Neil told you
anybody
that you could trust him.
I'm not trying to use anything against
him. Well, yeah, you wrote a whole letter about how they were all divided and not functioning as elders. And that wasn't true at all.
Divided.
The thing, what they asked you to do in the letter was to not go around talking to other people about it. And you decided to go to Neil Helton and leverage.
They were totally untrustworthy to talk to.
They were completely trustworthy, Dustin, because they know the actual situation. And you're trying to paint them as being untrustworthy to get out of being accountable, which is what it really comes down to, is that you want a marriage in which you're not accountable to anybody, nobody, not even God. You want to be the be-all, end-all of your decision-making, no matter who says that your wife and children are being harmed. But you do want the accountability of a church to tell your wife that she's not allowed to escape your abuse. That's what you want a church for, and that's all you've ever evidently wanted a church for. Anyways, Jackie didn't give you any advice that went against the letter, because the letter didn't say anything about time-sharing. But you did go against the letter by going and talking to people about it who didn't know the whole story and only giving them the parts of it that painted you as a victim.
I did not do that.
You did. You absolutely did. You absolutely did. You allowed Neil and you allowed Ted to believe that we went in for marital counseling. You allowed Neil and you allowed Ted to believe that your wife was instructed to leave you.
Never told anybody that you were instructed to leave me.
Did you make it clear that I wasn't?
Nobody ever asked me when your wife was instructed to leave you.
Okay, there's some things that you need to make abundantly clear as gigantic headlines, not that you need to wait for somebody to ask. I'm just saying, you're talking about a very trustworthy, very godly team of elders with excellent discernment who take their role very seriously, who study the Bible, give it the full weight it's due in every situation. I mean, you just cannot ask, I don't think, for a better group of people who you can trust that you can submit to. But to go and ask them, you know, whether you should have Cheerios or Fruit Loops for breakfast and then say that proves that you should never take their advice about anything because they gave you four different answers.
I never asked them something so ridiculous.
You asked them whether I had a biblical basis and you got different answers.
What? Find that to be as frivolous as what you need for breakfast.
It's actually much, 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 much worse. Much worse. Because having Cheerios or Fruit Loops is not something that might allow you to continue in your sin of abusing your wife. So there's some pretty important context there. I know, but the question is, why would you ever ask that question? Why would a man who's abusing his wife ask the question of whether she should be forced to remain subject to his abuse? Wouldn't a better solution be to just stop abusing? I mean, you're just being absolutely absurd in asking the question in the first place. It's absurd, especially coming from the perpetrator. It's absurd. And that's why they're not even talking about it, Dustin. There's no need for them to talk about it. They solved the problem by asking you to repent. That's the obvious solution there. What? No, you didn't repent. You raised it a notch by doing the same thing to them, by devaluing them and by dividing them and by painting them as untrustworthy and painting yourself as a victim, not just of me, but of them. I mean, it's the same behavior, but now you have more victims besides just me. So my point is that it would be a lot less confusing for both of us moving forward if what we knew was that you don't, under any circumstances, ever want to have to admit any of that. And it's easier for you to just go about your life free from all this accountability and insult and all the uncomfortableness of it. If you're somebody who's better off, like, alone and independent and wise in your own eyes and accountable to God alone, like, we can make decisions that are best for our children within that realm of reality. And then I don't really understand what it
what
is you're saying.
That these texts that you sent me about strong enough to do this and I'm never going to give up on you.
Well, when I say you're going to make it in this world, I mean that you're not going to kill yourself. Like, if you decide that you want to live, you can live. You're completely capable of that. And yeah, if you decide that you want to humble yourself and you want to be accountable to godly men because you recognize that you have severe deficits of character, like, if you decide that, then you absolutely can do that. You are absolutely capable of that. I believe in you because you are really, really strong and you are really, really smart. And you are really, really committed and you are really, really capable. There is still nobody in the world that I admire more than you. You are, I mean, God made you absolutely amazing. I'm
that you created to help me or something.
What? Hello?
To say that you were created to be my helper.
Can't hear you.
To say that you were created to be my helper.
Yes, and I'm sorry that I did so poorly at that, you know. Obviously, the lies and the manipulations and the truth twisting really had me confused for a good 17 or 18 years, and I genuinely believed that going along with all your distortions was something that God had called me to. But the genuineness of my belief doesn't make it reality. The reality is that I was really harming you. Reality is that I was enabling you to sink further into your own delusions. Reality is it got worse. It got a lot worse. It got worse and worse and worse. And I mean, I'm absolutely sorry. And again, I'm absolutely like willing to own that. I'm not a person who, you know, is adverse to accepting blame or not able to own my part. I understand now. I understand now that being a helpmeet to somebody with some severe cognitive distortions is different than being a helpmeet to someone who is being humble and honest about their shortcomings. And I now feel like I have a lot more clarity, I have a lot more knowledge, I have a lot more support, I have a lot more ability to talk to other people and to talk to you in a way that honors truth and honors God and honors reality. So I absolutely can be a much, 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 much truer help to you than I ever was before.
Trying to be what you need. I need you to help me.
But I'm just, so I can be consistent, just so I can be consistent in always pointing it out, like when you say to me, you're supposed to be a helpmeet to me, like that is a tactic of trying to make me feel guilty for not going along with everything that you say. It is a tactic that's ultimate intent is to keep me in a cycle of abuse.
I don't want you to ever...
I can't hear you.
I said that I don't ever, 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 ever want you to be abused ever. And if
okay. You got to learn to recognize the ways you're doing it, though.
Here forever. I can't. I need help.
I know, that's what we're doing. You've got so many people helping you, Dustin. Like, I'm here. Like, I've been able to say to you,